Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Understanding that the ebb and flow of relationships is a natural part of life, and it doesn't diminish the value of the connections that you've shared. Just because your friends are not with you at this point does not mean they don't love you. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Hey, beautiful people. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to another Moment with Joy. And I am your host, Joy River, if this is your first time. And this is our time every Thursday to evolve, to heal, to transform together in a sacred space. And today is just like those days. We are diving into a beautiful, thought-provoking topic today. But before we get started, I want you to do what? Subscribe to the channel. Go ahead and press all those buttons so you can get this love every Tuesday and every Thursday. And the messages help us throughout our lives. It helps us get to the best version of ourselves. So make sure that as you're listening to these messages and you're listening to these episodes, that you're sharing them with at least how many people? Five people. Not one, not two, but five. I need y'all to send this to five people so they can get this love too. And today I have a very powerful message to share with you all about embracing the journey of walking alone. So grab your tea, sit back, and let's dive in, okay? I can remember as a teen growing up in church hearing after every prophecy that I would receive, I would hear, "You must learn to walk alone." And it never dawned on me. It never dawned on me. And I thought immaturely about it for a long time because I could not grasp the concept of I gotta walk alone. You must learn to walk alone. I was like, I got my mama, my daddy, my sisters. Like, it just didn't make sense to me. And man, oh man, I want y'all to listen up. It makes sense now. Okay, life has become a whole lot easier when I realized that the journey is just mine. And I want the journey to be easier for you when you realize the journey is just yours. And it took me a while to get to this place. And I'm still learning how to fully embrace it, to, you know, walk alone. And it's a personal experience that shapes your growth, your lessons, and your triumphs. So let me tell you something very important. Having the people you love accompany you along this journey is an absolute blessing. We need community. Okay, so picture this, you're walking down a path and the sun is shining brightly over your head and you're surrounded by your loved ones, your friends, your family, your partners who have been there with you through thick and thin. They've been through you having the baby, the wedding shot, everything. They've celebrated your victories. They've dried your tears. They lifted you up when you've stumbled. And I mean, it's a beautiful feeling, isn't it? It's like no other. And there's nothing like being supported by the people you love. But here's the thing, my friends. Life has its twists and its turns. And we all know that it won't be sunshine and rainbows all the time. There will come a time when the people you cherish may not be able to continue on the journey with you. And this is what this episode is about, walking alone. It could be due to circumstances that they leave beyond your control, or simply because their paths just are different from yours now. And in that moment, you have to ask yourself the vital question, is this going to stop me? Because such and such left, am I going to quit? Okay? And it's a tough question, I know. The realization that your loved ones, your friends, your business partners may not be by your side forever can be overwhelming just to think about, okay? And I can remember going through situations in my life where I started exciting projects and started these visions with people. And then I look up and we're going in different directions. And it used to stop me in my tracks. I used to feel so hurt because it really would get to me that I started this project and now we're just done. And I allowed all that hurt and confusion to overshadow the truth. And I felt like I could not do certain things alone. I felt like my destiny was somehow tied to them and what they could do for me. And God quickly said, no, for I know the plans I have for you, plans for you to prosper, and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, a bright future. That's Jeremiah 29:11 in your Bibles if you need a reference. And those were the words that I leaned on in those times where I've had to transition from doing something with a certain group and all of a sudden it ends. And you, the secret that I found out is you have to understand that your journey is ultimately yours to embrace and yours alone. It's not about what you could do with other people. It's about personal growth, self-discovery, and learning to navigate life's challenges on your own. It's a skill we all need to learn and cultivate. And coming from a big family, listen to me, learning to walk alone was rough and super tough for me. I grew up with a big family, okay? Big family. And I was used to my sisters and brothers being there. And then once they went to college and did their own thing, I had friends that were always around. So it was hard for me to be alone. And some of my friends were tired of me because I could not be alone. So just know your loved ones, your friends are here to support you, but their presence should never become a crutch that hinders your progress. It should never be. So let's reflect on this for a moment, just for a moment. When you recognize that your journey is for you, it becomes liberating, okay? And your experience becomes liberating. You gain the power to make decisions based on your own desires, your own passion, and your own dreams. You are no longer bound by the expectations of others. You start to create your own path, guided by your own heart and your own intuition. And y'all, when the time comes for your loved ones and your business partners, your friends, your everybody to part ways, no matter the circumstances, set them free with the purest heart and the purest intentions. No one is our possession. We don't own anybody. They are free to go in love too. And remember this, when it's time, cherish the moments you've created together. Honor the love and support they've given you. Just don't let their absence define your journey. And that has hindered me in so many situations where their absence defined my journey versus what God had already said to me, that I have plans for you to prosper you, okay? So let's instead, y'all, let it inspire you when people have to go. When their time is up, let it inspire you to keep moving forward, to step out of your comfort zone and embrace new friends, new connections, and new experiences because they're all waiting on us.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Here on the couch, we focus on healing in every way, including our finances. Financial peace of mind is important to me, and that's why I bank with Chime. Chime is an award-winning app and a debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums, y'all. And y'all know we need that. It's the banking of the future since it's 100% mobile and online. Chime offers a ton of awesome features. Users get fee-free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but way better. You can get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit.
Come on, y'all. They have automatic saving features where you can automatically save a percentage of your paycheck, or you can round up your purchases made with your debit card and save that amount. There are no hidden fees or no monthly minimums. This is a steal. Y'all, start banking with Chime today.
So, sign up for a Chime checking account today to link your paycheck. It only takes 2 minutes and it doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TCWJ. That's chime.com/TCWJ.
My dear friends, life is a series of beautiful chapters. Okay? Some people may appear in several chapters, writing the most beautiful stories, while others may only join you for a few pages. Knowing each person, y'all, leaves an unforgettable mark on your story, shaping who you are and who you're becoming. This is important to know, okay? And I am learning, still learning, how to be comfortable being alone. And it's a journey, okay? And I want you all to start embracing, I can walk alone. I can do this. My destiny is not tied into anyone else but me. And God already got my back, so there is no failure. I can't fail, okay? So I want you guys to embrace that. Embrace it and start to learn that I can walk alone. Before we end this episode, I want to give you 3 steps that you can really live by, okay? And this will help you embrace walking alone and making it a little more easy for you, okay? We have to start embracing seasons. We have to acknowledge that life is ever changing and people are going to come and people are going to go, okay? And this journey is ours. And instead of resisting this reality, we have to start embracing it. Understanding that the ebb and flow of relationships is a natural part of life, and it doesn't diminish the value of the connections that you've shared. Just because your friends are not with you at this point does not mean they don't love you. We have to embrace seasons and find peace in knowing that all of it is working for our good. So y'all, forgive your friends if they said they started something with you and then they said, hey, I can't do this no more. We have to move on and embrace the season, embrace the goodness, see all the beauty that it had to offer. And then we have to peacefully let it go, because it will run us into a rut. I've been there. And it's not a beautiful place to be in when these people love you. They are free to go. So we're going to start doing what, y'all? Embracing seasons and knowing that some of them are long and some of them are short. But guess what? They all matter. What's the second one? The second step is to cultivate self-reliance. Shift your focus inward. Turn inward and cultivate self-reliance. Take this opportunity to develop a strong sense of self and trust your own abilities. Yes, they started this with you. Yes, they were a huge part of your dream and your vision. But guess what? It doesn't define it. It doesn't make or break it. You too have the ability to build. You too have the ability to make it happen. So recognize that you have the power to navigate through life's challenges independently. Build resilience. Set those goals. Take action toward your dreams by relying on who? Yourself. Rely on who? Yourself. You'll find strength and confidence even when the people you love may physically not be present. And we know we be needing them. But sometimes they won't be present. And you have to learn to do it alone so you can do it. Because if we were always waiting on people, y'all already know it won't get done. So you have to do this on your own. And you have the power to. Okay? Step 3. Foster a supportive community. And I know y'all like, what? I thought you told me to walk alone. Yes. Learn to walk alone, but find a supportive community. While your loved ones may not always be by your side, it's essential to foster a supportive community around you. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who inspire and uplift you. Okay? Build relationships based on shared values and mutual respect. Seek out mentors, friends, or support groups that align with your goals, your dreams, and your aspirations. And together, you can create a network and support that will sustain you through life's ups and downs, okay? And those people will see you. And not only will they see you, they will not allow themselves to be your crutch. They will help you build yourself up and let you know that you could do this on your own. Mm-hmm. They give you the time and the space to learn yourself, okay? So I hope this episode helped you say, you know what? I got this. I can walk alone. I could do this. And if you need a word to meditate on, to say over and over and over again as you take this journey of learning to be alone and learning to trust yourself alone, I want you to repeat these words. I am the author of my own journey. Go ahead and say that. I am the author of my own journey. I embrace the love and support of those who accompany me. But I am resilient and I am self-reliant. I cherish the memories, learn from the past, and fearlessly embrace the unknown. My journey is mine to own and navigate, and I am capable of creating and fulfilling life's purpose. That's what you have to keep repeating to yourself over and over and over again. And what I'll do is I'll put it on my Instagram page so you guys can have it, you can share it, and you can keep reading this to yourself and saying it out loud. You can do this. You can walk alone. We don't need everybody to define our purpose for us. Community is great, but it's even greater when you know when I get alone, it don't stop. Okay? So my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful listeners, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on another Moment with Joy. And remember, your journey is for you. And having your loved ones by your side is a blessing. But when circumstances change, don't let it stop you from embracing your path and reaching your goals. Take comfort in embracing seasons and knowing that they change. And cultivate that self-reliance and foster a supportive community, okay? And until next time, keep shining. Keep shining bright and embrace your unique journey. Be light, be love, and be you. Take care. Peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.